When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sunday Showcase.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Come on in. Come on in. Just find an empty desk and have a seat, please. We'll be starting in just a few moments. I will be teaching this class. My name is John Bell.
Why did you write Ham on Rye on the blackboard?
To remind me what I'm having for lunch, so I can look forward to it after all of this.
Everybody is here, Mr. Bell.
Definitely a full house.
Brad, are you playing poker with the students back there?
No. Pay up, kid. Class is starting.
All right, students, you signed up for Celebrity Scandals 101. However, this class has been changed. You are now in Audio Dramas 101.
Lock the door, Brad.
Got it. Nobody escapes now.
All right, everybody, sit down. Sit down. There's no escape. You are trapped now. So let's enjoy ourselves. All righty. Today, I and my associates, Arnie Kunchpard.
Hi, everybody.
And Brad Montworth.
You owe me 35 cents, kid.
Will be listening to and commenting on The Adventures of Superman.
You mean the movies?
No, we won't see anything. We'll just be hearing it.
You gotta cover the screen with a blanket or something?
No, this is an audio drama. It was designed for you to hear.
I don't get it.
Then just relax and listen. Okay, Arnie. Roll it.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Is he fighting a tornado or something?
I think it's a vacuum cleaner.
Now Superman, who can twist
again like we did last summer.
Steel in his bare hands.
Wait, what does he steal with his bare hands?
Leap tall buildings at a single bound. Race a speeding bullet to its target.
Ready, go.
Huh, beat you. Ow!
And walks about among human beings as champion of the weak and the oppressed.
Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter.
This is CNN.
As our story opens today, we find Kent in the private office of editor Perry White. Listen.
Like we have a choice?
Kent, how would you like to take up the search for Captain Alonzo Cragg?
Cragg? The Arctic Explorer?
Can someone call me Snara?
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
Why, he's been missing for 3 years.
Look here.
Now look there. Looky, looky, looky everywhere.
Now sit down and let me give you the whole story.
I meant in a chair, Kent.
Alonzo Cragg was one of the most famous Arctic explorers in the world.
Yes, I guess everybody knows that.
Well, 3 years ago, he headed an expedition up into the islands north of Ellesmere Land.
Ellesmere Land?
Ellesmere Land?
He meant Elvis Land.
The happiest place on Earth, thank you very much.
Know anything about that country, Kent?
No, not a thing, Chief.
I'm not into country. Mostly punk rock.
It's very little explored. Just a maze of islands and ice fields and cliffs.
Somebody call me.
No, go back to sleep, Cliff.
Wildest rumors you ever heard.
Wild rumors? I'd like to stay in that boarding house.
What kind of rumors?
I believe it said the wildest.
Kent's not very swift in the uptake, is he?
Well, most people don't believe him. Alonzo Cragg made up his mind he'd prove them one way or the other.
One way.
But what kind of rumor?
The wildest.
He's got a memory like a gnat.
Well, rumors that the islands north of Ellesmere Land are inhabited by Indians. Or maybe Eskimos.
Maybe Lithuanians.
Presbyterians.
Wakandans.
Wakanda forever.
Are you guys Marvel geeks?
Nobody seems to be exactly sure. But they're amazingly intelligent, as far as people can judge.
Marvel geeks?
No, the residents of the island.
Brad's memory is as bad as Mr. Kent's.
Big, tall, and strong. They're white.
What?
Not what. White.
Are they related to Perry White?
Well, that's what the story is. A race of giant white men.
The honky globetrotters.
But that isn't all, Kent. Tie your hat on good and tight and catch this.
Tie your hat on?
Is he wearing a bonnet?
With all the frills upon it?
They're ruled by a single king.
The Bachelor King.
Some kind of a witch doctor or medicine man. and that witch doctor never dies.
Which doctor is that?
Oh, no, not going there.
Where?
Not where, which?
What? Why me?
Oh, come off, Mr. White. Don't tell me you fall for stuff like that.
Maybe he does.
Just isn't possible.
No, it isn't possible.
Impossible!
But Alonzo Craig wasn't a fool, Kent.
No.
Don't tell me he believed it.
He went up north to investigate. Traveled thousands of miles over desolate country just 3 years ago this week.
And what happened to him?
Nobody knows.
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know anything.
Nobody knows.
The trouble I've seen.
That's why we sent Ray Martin, one of our reporters, up there after him. And old Professor Peters.
Good old persnickety, plump, patently pleasant Professor Peters.
Who picked a pack of pickled peppers?
Peters? Yeah. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
He seems to think so.
I feel a little awkward asking him.
Oh, say, I know him well.
Then you ask him.
Well, did Martin report anything?
Not a word in the last month.
How about a paragraph?
A prepositional phrase?
Even a short sentence.
Oh, is he in jail?
Both Ray Martin and Professor Peters seem to have vanished in thin air.
Could be worse. Could be fat air.
Just like Alonzo Craig did.
You don't mean it.
Well, that's why you're going after them, Kent. You're going to look for Peters and Martin.
How about Rowan and Martin?
Or maybe Martin and Lewis.
Nobody's looking for Steve Martin?
Excuse me!
And if humanly possible, you're going to find out what happened to Alonzo Craig. City room, white.
No, the city room is more of a beige.
With a splash of green here and there.
It could use some wallpaper.
Who? Who?
Doctor.
Who? Why, yes, yes, certainly I know her. Send her upstairs. Tell the boy to bring her in when she gets here. Say, that's mighty queer.
Okay,
that's mighty queer.
You'd never guess in a million years who's coming up.
The show's only 15 minutes long.
All right, Mr. White, who is it?
Miss Paula Craig, Alonzo Craig's twin sister.
Sister?
Sister.
Is she a nun?
What does she want?
Well, that's what I'd like to know myself. You certainly can't have heard about Peters and Martin disappearing.
Or Martin and Lewis.
While we're waiting, what about them? What makes you think they're missing?
Because we can't find them anywhere.
Has anyone looked under the sofa cushions?
Kent, they were supposed to keep in touch by shortwave radio with the base at Port Ormond. They did for a while. 4 weeks ago, the radio went dead.
It was a fine radio and will be missed.
Oh, well, that might not prove anything, Mr. White.
On the other hand, it might prove a good deal. Because yesterday I received an important message.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
What was that?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Our man at Port Ormond telegraphed it down. It's common gossip among the Indians at the trading post that Martin and Peters have been lost.
Lost?
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 Has no one checked the gooseneck under the sink?
How would Indians know that?
Don't ask me, Kent. Apparently they do know something, and they won't tell. Come in. Oh, hello. Hello there, Miss Craig.
Oh, Mr. White. I hope I'm not bothering you. They said to come right in.
Why, certainly, by all means.
I didn't need all means. The door opened just fine.
Oh, may I present Mr. Kent? Mr. Clark Kent? Miss Paula Craig.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
What's cooking?
Greetings.
Salutations.
Are you single?
It's a funny thing you picked out today to come in, Miss Craig.
A funny thing?
On this show?
All right.
Kent's on his way to Port Ormond in the north.
Mr. White, something's happened and... I don't know what to make of it.
You can make a donut of it with enough sprinkles.
And a hole in your middle.
Yeah, that's required.
Why, what is it?
You remember about the rings. I think I told you about them.
Well, you might tell Kent.
No, tell me.
Yeah, tell us first. We'll tell Kent.
Mr. Kent.
Oh.
Alonzo and I were twins. When we were graduated from school, my father gave us both identical rings.
The same ringtone?
That could get confusing.
I think she means the kind of ring you wear on your finger.
Oh, you mean like in...
Carrying his initial and our mother's initial in a sort of seal on the back.
There's a seal on the back?
Get it off!
Got it.
Now I'm gonna smell fishy all day.
The point is, Kent, that Captain Craig always wore his and Miss Craig always wore hers.
Well, that makes more sense than him wearing hers and her wearing his.
That's true.
Indubitably.
That is, she did until Ray Martin went north.
No to Alaska.
No, that's...
No.
Port Ormond.
Exactly, Mr. White. When you sent your searching expedition north to find my brother, I gave Mr. Martin my ring to take with him.
Yes?
You see...
Uh-huh.
I thought...
Did you lose your place in your script?
I thought it might help him identify Alonzo.
I understand, Miss Craig.
You should understand, Miss Craig. She's standing right there.
But you said something peculiar happened.
Yes.
How peculiar was it?
Very peculiar.
Ooh, that's peculiar.
And so are you, Arnie.
This morning...
Yes?
I received a small package in the mail.
Yes.
And when I opened it...
Yes.
Well, look.
What? Why, that's one of the rings.
Yeah, hello. No, it's not that kind of ring. All right.
Miss Craig, who sent you that?
Mr. Kent.
Mr. Kent sent it?
They just now met.
Maybe the post office has a time portal delivery system.
It came down from Port Ormond by air.
It was sent next week and arrived today.
That's enough nerd stuff. My head hurts.
My brother's old navigator, Captain Waters, wrote that he bought it from an Indian. It's my brother's ring.
Why, that's amazing.
Great heavens. All the time.
Psst, you have another line here.
I never noticed it. Kent, your train leaves in 20 minutes.
My train?
His train.
His train.
The train.
Oh, yes, it slipped my mind.
Miss Craig, now I'm going to be terribly rude now.
Well, that was rude.
You were warned.
But I'll make amends some other time.
Mr. White, I don't understand.
Well, now look here.
Now look there.
Now look at my underwear.
Where is your underwear?
Under there.
Kent has only 20 minutes to catch his train.
Good thing he's faster than a speeding locomotive. Or however that goes.
Leave Captain Waller's letter in the ring here, and Kent will take the ring north with him. I'll call you once I get my bearings.
Ball bearings?
The bearing straight?
The bearing stained bears?
Oh, of course, Mr. White. I hope I haven't upset you.
Oh, fine. You're a real soldier, Miss Bragg, a real soldier.
If I knew there were soldiers like her, I would have enlisted.
And don't worry. I'll call you in a day or two.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Kent, and good luck.
Goodbye, Miss Craig. And we'll find your brother for you.
Thank heavens. Kent, we'd better work fast.
I'll say so. Mr. White, I can't possibly catch a train in 20 minutes.
Forget it.
Forget what?
I don't know. I already forgot.
I have to get her out.
Yeah, her perfume was a little overpowering.
Now, Kent, look here. Look.
Look. See spot run.
Look at this ring.
Well, what about it?
She hasn't heard about Martin and Peters being lost. She took it for granted that this was her brother's ring.
I don't think it's granite. Looks more like metal.
That somehow it had come back from Alonzo Craig.
What's the letter say?
Oh, forget the letter.
Forget the letter.
Forget the train.
Remember the Alamo.
Wallace thought the same thing, and they're both wrong.
Mr. White, what do you mean?
Kent, this isn't Alonzo Craig's ring.
What?
This isn't Alonzo Craig's ring.
Pay attention.
They're supposed to be identical, but they're not. I can tell by this scratch on the inside of the band here, see? I put that scratch there myself before Ray Martin took the ring.
Great Scott.
Why would you scratch up a perfectly good ring?
I bet he keyed his car, too.
You're not saying...
Kent, I am.
I am what I am.
That's Sam I am.
I am Big Pentameter.
This is the ring Paula Craig gave to Ray Martin.
You don't say.
Now then, what's happened to Martin and Peters?
How are they?
And how under heaven did this ring get back to Port Ormond and into Captain Walter's hands?
You guys following this?
Sorta, kinda.
Maybe someone should send us a plot synopsis.
Here, give it here.
And just in time.
Kent, this is from Captain Walters, Ike Walters, up at Port Ormond.
Yes?
He was the one who took Alonzo Craig to Ellesmere Land. I told him you were coming.
What's he say?
Urge your man to use all speed. Time may be important.
Of course, time is important. Just ask Doctor Who.
Who?
Yes.
Nope, stop. Not going down that rabbit hole.
May know more when he gets here. Walters. Kent, what's going on up there?
Mr. White, I don't know.
Sounds like a party on the floor above us.
But I'm going to find out. Say, maybe I can catch that train after all.
Speeding through the upper air, red capes streaming in the wind.
Everybody is streaming these days.
Even capes.
The man of steel soars over the Great Lakes.
Then the mediocre lakes.
Then the really lousy lakes.
Northward to Hudson Bay, and northward again to the tiny settlement of Port Ormond.
If they went north any further, they'd soon be heading south.
And presently... on the deck of an icebreaker, buffeting her way through the fog and ice.
An icebreaker for the ice, a fog breaker for the fog.
Clark Kent, reporter, talks with the ship's master, Captain Walters.
Eventually, he does.
Any idea where we are, Captain Walters?
Yes, we're on the icebreaker. Didn't you hear the narrator?
Mighty heavy fog out there.
Yep, don't try to lift it.
Getting up there, Mr. Kent. Any time now, we'll be hitting right into Ellesmere Land.
You'll be hitting there?
Doesn't this tub have any brakes?
When we get there, we take the dog sled.
So the dog sled, huh?
Ooh, plenty cold, all right.
Yes, hence the icebreaker.
Say, don't you ever use your foghorn?
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you.
Not up here. except now and again to tell if we're close to an iceberg.
You gotta keep on your toes.
Sometimes the sound will bounce off.
Toes, that is.
Icebergs around here?
Oh, sure up. Mighty lucky if we don't run right into one.
Pardon me.
Didn't hear no echo that time. No echo that time. No that time. That time.
Look here, Captain. Down at dinner, you started to tell me about Alonzo Cragg.
I did?
What's all the mystery about?
Nobody knows, Mr. Kent. All of a sudden, he just up and lit out.
Lit out?
He was on the hot seat.
Left in a blaze of glory.
With only an engine sled driver.
But why? Why would he do a thing like that? Why?
Well, some of the men in his expedition said he heard about the Luck of the North. So he set out to find it.
The Luck of the North?
That's what I said.
What's that?
That's a treasure, Mr. Kent. Or that's what they say it is. Millions and millions of dollars. Gold and precious stones. Land knows what not.
What? Up here?
Now, don't ask me if it's true.
Is it true?
Don't ask me how it got here, if it is true.
How did it get here, if it is true?
All I know is what they tell me.
And what I see on TikTok.
But where is it? Who owns it?
Well, they say the Indians owned it.
That must be what it is, then.
Some say it was always here, and some say it come from pirates and such a couple hundred years ago.
And some say you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you believe it yourself?
Mr. Kent, I declare I don't know.
Okay, go on and declare it.
I don't know.
That makes it official.
I've seen some mighty queer things up here in the north.
Yourself included.
Hey, ain't it getting some colder all of a sudden?
Oh, I'd say so. Going through me like a knife. The fog's thicker, too.
It has to get its clothes at the thick and heavy fog store.
Say, look here, Captain.
Yeah?
What about these Indians you were talking about?
Well, nobody knows much about them neither, Mr. Kent.
It'd be a lot quicker if you just told us what you do know.
They keep to themselves, and their old witch doctor backs them up.
Which doctor is that?
Nope, stop it. We're not going there.
Killjoy.
If you ask me...
And nobody ever does.
Alonzo Cragg went after the Luck of the North. And the Indians went after Craig.
And the Dallas Cowboys went after the Redskins.
All right, but what about Ray Martin and Professor Peters?
Well, that's an interesting story. They...
Oh, and by the way, you never did tell me how you happened to find that ring.
Now listen. You hear that echo?
What echo?
Echo.
That means there's a berg right close by.
Is it Dave Berg? What?
Who's Dave Berg, Mr. Bell?
From... Mad Magazine?
Magazine?
And his feature, Berg's Eye View?
I think you're showing your age, Mr. Bell.
Okay, let's just move on.
Glad I'm not as old as you, Mr. Bell.
Iceberg! Iceberg dead ahead!
Well, if it's dead ahead, we don't have to worry about it.
Astern! Full speed astern!
When did this become an opera?
Hey, look. Off the starboard beam.
Starboard beam me up, Scotty.
Nerd.
Coming through the fog. Icebergs closing in on us.
They've gotten organized.
Captain Walters, what'll we do? Look, look.
I see it. I ain't blind. There ain't nothing we can do.
Unless this is a job for...
Not yet, not yet.
Hey, look out. See where you are now, Kent. I gotta work fast here. Hold her off.
Now it's a time for...
Not yet.
Well, when is it gonna be a time for...
Put your helm down hard.
There, he's gone. They'll never see me in the fog. Great heavens, those bergs are all around us. I think it's time Superman went to work. Up, up, out, and away!
Well, it's about time he did something Superman-y.
Who's Superman-y?
Oh, that's my cousin. He's a little weird.
Look at those bergs. They're bigger than mountains. Thousands of tons of solid ice.
If they weren't solid ice, they'd be water or vapor.
Thank you, Mr. Wizard.
Did somebody call me?
No!
They're all around the ship. I can't do something fast. She hasn't got a chance. Down, down, right into the water. Now then, got to shove this one out of the way. Force a passage for the boat. Good thing they can't see me in the fog. Now. No. No good. Not quick enough. The ice is closing in. It's crushing the boat.
Whoa, Superman botched it.
I guess the power of an iceberg is stronger than the power of a locomotive.
Hold on. Maybe everything's okay. There are some questions to be answered.
Can Superman force a path for the tiny vessel?
The tiny what?
Vessel!
Yeah, if you insist.
Or has he met his match in the towering ice peaks of the northern seas?
If he had a match, he could melt the icebergs.
Tune in next time and follow the story.
Think it'll be easier to follow next time?
I doubt it.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's absurd!
It's a plane!
It's insane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Copyrighted?
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 Uh-oh. Okay, Brad, you're the lawyer.
I'm a lawyer?
You went to law school.
Did I pass?
Yes, you did.
Amazing.
How can we protect ourselves from using this copyrighted material?
I think a disclaimer would be our best bet, Mr. Bell.
Fine. Disclaim away.
The entire Bat-Free staff and John Bell Creative PDQ...
No.
A-OK...
No.
LOL...
LLC...
Whatever. Would like to make it clear that this show was produced in the spirit of fun and parody, that no copyright infringement was meant, and especially that Brad Motworth had absolutely no involvement in its creation or presentation.
What?
So, good luck to the rest of the cast.
Well done, Brad.
No need to catch the bus home. I'm already under it.
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat-Free.
Wait a minute, Mr. Bell, you can't end the show now.
Why not?
We're going to find out if Superman saved everybody from the icebergs.
Can you imagine the lawsuit against him if he didn't?
All right, you can hear the entire adventure by going to MutualAudioNetwork.com or any other place that you get your podcasts. Scroll to March 31st, 2024 and look for Mutual Presents Saturday Story Circle, The Adventures of Superman.
So the Mutual Audio Network presented this originally?
Yes, that's correct.
So if there was any copyright infringement, they were first and...
Don't go there, Brad. No, don't.
I don't think there's a bus big enough to throw the entire Mutual Audio Network on you.
Copyright 2024.
Be careful what you copyright.
By John Bell Creative, LLC. Sorry. Class dismissed.
About time.
Breakfast, 300 glasses.